in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD. Michael Ubriaco. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Andy.
How you doing? Where are you from?
West Harrison, New York.
Do you live there now, or are you just from there?
No, I'm actually originally from the Bronx, but I live here now. Sure, I've been here about 25 years now.
Everything great comes out of the Bronx, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
You've been doing music a long time. Long ago, in a galaxy far away, it all started for Michael Ubriaco. When did it begin singing for you?
Very early teenager, 13, 14 years old. And it wasn't very good, too.
Yeah, but you stuck with it, you know?
I did.
Let me tell you about sticking with it, because you persevered. You sent another song before for the WHD Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. We liked what we heard, but we thought you could do better. You sent another song, and that's, perseverance.
Thanks for asking for another song. Thank you.
It's a lesson for everybody. Hang in there. Keep doing it. Because you've been doing it quite a while. Since how long ago?
I started in the 70s as a musician, as a young teenager, yes.
You have a day job now?
I do, yes, sure. And I pay the bills.
And you travel over an hour to get there each day, don't you?
I do, up in Connecticut, yes.
So lesson number two, do what you got to do to pay for that musical habit, right?
Exactly right, yes.
So when you were beginning, were you in like cover bands and that kind of stuff?
Yes. I tried writing songs, when I was very, very young. But yeah, mostly cover bands, that's right.
What's really cool is the Cufflinks. They had a couple of big hits. Tracy, when I'm with you, right?
That's right.
Run, Sally, run, Sally, run. This is way back in 1969 and a few others. And then you got involved with that group, the Cufflinks. How did that happen?
Well, I was in another group, a local group here, where I live, called Reunion. They're still around. And we happened to stumble on oldie shows. And so when I was there, I said, this is what I really like to do, these oldie shows. And so I looked for something that was available where I could put the group back together. I got the trademark and all that. I spoke to the original creator, Paul Vance, and out I went.
You had to create your own career out of that, didn't you? You took something that already existed, attached yourself to it because it was available, and you kept it going.
I did. It was a struggle for 10 years. It went on for 10 years. It was a struggle, but a lot of fun, too.
Why was it a struggle?
Getting work was a struggle. And then I eventually got an original member, Dave Lavender, the guitarist. He joined the band, too, and that made it worse because it made it 8 guys in the group. It was a big horn band,
That's right. Now, what kind of gigs were you getting with the Cufflinks?
We were doing all these shows, but other things as well. We did a few weddings, which was interesting.
Good interesting or bad interesting?
Good interesting, because they hired us as the Cufflinks, and I told them I happened to be a DJ during those years, so I could DJ as well.
Wow.
Do the cocktail hour and all, so it kind of worked out good, yes.
So the lessons here, perseverance, key, have a job to pay for your musical habit, and, find a different avenue to get into the business like you did by getting that trademark for the band, the Cufflinks. Very clever.
Yes.
Very clever of you.
Yes, thank you.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Michael Ubriaco. So do you have advice for somebody who's just getting into the music business? Because we get a lot of those, too. We get a lot of new songs from new people. What do you think?
Yes. Another thing I've learned all these years is, my oldest brother used to tell me that, too. Your opinion is usually the best one. If you have a gut feeling that what you have is halfway decent and it's good, don't give it up because a few people don't like it or close the door on you,
Right, so don't doubt yourself. Don't doubt yourself.
I wanted to say something nice about WHUD.
Please.
Folks, because you gave us, not just me, but other writers, a chance to get our music heard. That's important to us.
It is important. That's why we do it, and we're glad to do it because there's so much talent in the Hudson Valley, really. Tell me about the song we're going to play called Is There Somebody New?
I actually wrote it about 20 years ago. I started writing it. After all this was done, I was kind of maybe disenchanted with the music business, with the Cufflinks and all. It was such a struggle. I laid low for a while. I said, something? I'm going to put all my songs, I'm going to copyright them, put them together, get demos made. So when I went to Is There Somebody New, it had to be put in order, the verses, but also it needed a bridge. So I added this about roughly 2015. I copyrighted it. So I added a bridge, and it came out. I'd like to mention some people, if I may, who helped me with this song. Frank and Nia from Satellite Music Studio in Mount Kisco. My buddy Tommy Batazzo played the keyboards. My brother Lou played bass guitar. He has a U Music School in Croton-on-Hudson.
And you're also a loyal kind of guy. I appreciate that as well.
Thank you. I wish to see you guys. I listen to you guys every morning before I go to work.
I'll tell Mike and Casey you said that. Michael, what is your current goal now?
Glad you said that. To find a publisher would be my current goal.
Gotcha. Okay. So you need a publisher. Maybe get the record out there and get some more airplay, sure. I would imagine. Where can people find out more about Michael Ubriaco? You have a website?
That's a good question. I don't have anything going right now.
What?
I don't have anything going right now. I can give you my email if they want to keep in touch with me.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
It's Mike R. and the last name, Ubriaco, at gmail.com.
Email them. Ask for it by name. Here is the song, Is There Somebody New? Michael Ubriaco in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today. Go get him. Keep doing it, Michael, at 100.7 WHUD.
Thank you, Andy Bell.